Here we go.
Oh,
here we
yes.
go. One more
you
time.
Guys, guess
fine.
What?
Here we go now.
Yep, that's right. We are back. I know. I'm the worst podcast host ever, but you guys knew that. You guys knew that. Welcome to the Here We Go podcast, starring, obviously, Insane, but most importantly, I'm here too. And I'm the guy who started this thing. That's right, the Here We Go podcast, starring me. What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by Peter Sears, a comedian that's been far too busy lately, and he starts off the podcast by apologizing to the hundreds of fans that listen to this podcast because I have been inconsistent, and I warned you guys that, I told you guys I couldn't make promises anymore because my tour schedule is just so crazy that, it's hard to do these consistently. I literally just got back from a road trip where I drove 13 hours one day, 4 hours another day, 9 hours another day, 6 hours another day, 8 hours, 9 hours the next, just a lot of driving. I don't have a tour bus, so I have to do these things. So I'm sorry. And also, I actually had intended on doing this last week, and aside from my tour schedule, my equipment was giving me technical difficulties. Don't really know why. Seem to have it figured out now. So we're back, you guys. We're back. Oh goodness. When I left you guys the last time, I was just on cloud nine, coming off of, being in Ohio and having Justin be on SNL. And, Kelly Clarkson, and then JC insinuating that NSYNC may have done some more stuff. And that's what we're going to start this show off with, because if you are anywhere on social, especially TikTok or Twitter or whatever it's called, what's it called? X now. I still call it Twitter. Am I old because I still call it Twitter? Does anybody actually call it X besides Elon Musk? I don't think they do. So the big drop is that if you go on TikTok and look at Justin, who was doing a Q&A, I guess, and then somebody asked him to blink twice if there was a song on the new album featuring NSYNC, and he went out of his way to take off his glasses and then blink twice as if to say, yeah, dude, we're getting another NSYNC song, which is just, think about it, guys. We've been doing this, inconsistently, albeit for the last, few months, but we've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years. And when I started, we all talk about it and whatnot and would wish for this and that. But when I started episode one, I was talking NSYNC reunion. And maybe they don't go on tour. There's still a possibility that that won't happen. But we have now a new song by NSYNC that's already out in Better Place. And now we're getting another song called Paradise on Justin's album featuring NSYNC. So, that's two songs that we didn't know existed a few months ago. None of us. Prior to them, going on the VMAs and whatnot, and before we knew that there might be a song, we thought it was just maybe JC working with Justin on his new album and whatever capacity that might have been. But now we're looking at it, and in a few weeks, we will have had two brand new NSYNC songs. Yes, I know Paradise is, it's listed as Paradise featuring NSYNC, but that's an NSYNC song. What better way to start getting the appetite wet, wet as in W-H-E-T, then fucking dropping a couple nuggets like that. And I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it, but there's actually a track listing as well that's been circulating throughout the internet. There's 18 songs on the new Everything I Thought It Was album. And I don't know if this is the right order or what, but this came from somewhere. So you've got Memphis fucking up the disco, No Angels, which we've heard because he's played it in, I know he played it in Memphis. Play Technicolor Drown, which we've all heard because that's been released since I talked to you guys last. Liar, Infinity Sex, which I don't know if that song's going to be good. I just like the title because I would love to have myself some Infinity Sex. Love and War, Sanctified, as we all know, which is probably going to be my favorite song on the album. Unless something else, you know, My Favorite Drug, I think he also played at one of the shows. Flame, Imagination, What Lovers Do, Selfish, as we all know, Alone, Paradise, featuring NSYNC, and Conditions. I mean, you know, we all have been clamoring for this NSYNC collab, and, you know, I saw somebody on the internet talk about, you know, this thing, like, you know, there's this whole, and I'm going to have, I know I keep saying it, but my schedule has it allotted for it, but I think we are going to be able to get it done within the next couple weeks. But this whole, like, internet and Twitter thing, you know, people putting, you know, Justin up against JC and against the guys, and there's this whole, I barely have time to do this podcast these days, as you guys know, but I don't have time to be on Twitter and, like, you know, like, there's a few people that I'll engage with, you know, regularly, you know, the girls from Mission NSYNC and, you know, Kiana and, you know, there's a couple of them, you know, Rich, you know, who we got to get on this podcast, as you guys probably know, if you guys are on social, you know, There's a few people in the fandom that are there for good. And then there's people that I feel like, you know, are on the fandom because they just want to argue with each other. And it just, I don't understand it. You know, like, you guys, you know, if you're an NSYNC fan and, you know, you can argue, and that's what I hate. It's like there's this whole, like, first of all, arguing who's a bigger fan and why. And it's like, I mean, can't we just, you know, go back to, you know, 1998 through 2000 when things were just, you know, things were literally just, you know, TRL and getting home to watch, you know, whatever NSYNC video was premiering, or to see if they were going to beat the Backstreet Boys this week, or to see if Britney was going to be on, and, like, all these things. And now it's just like X has gotten so toxic that, you know, we're literally, not we as in me, because I'm not partaking in any of this shit, you know, arguing with other NSYNC fans. It's like, what, dude? No, like, we're supposed to be bringing them up. You know, we want to talk about, you know, album sales and streams and all this. If people just reharnessed their energy, you know, to build up the guys and get them out there in a positive light, and, you know, we don't have to fight with each other. Like, we can leave that to the other fandoms. And, you know, I've talked about it, but I'll talk about it again. It's like, you know, I don't know, I can't speak for everybody, but I think we all love the days of the Jutney, you know, Britney and Justin, Pop Princess and Pop Prince, you know, together, you know, showing up to the award shows wearing matching denim, and, like, those are great times. And then, you know, it just, for various reasons, you know, and we could argue why, you know, but they didn't work out, you know, maybe because they got together so young, and, I mean, who knows. I don't know if we'll ever get the full truth. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, like, you know, we've heard things, and then obviously there's Britney's book, and it's this and that, but at the end of the day, you know, who really knows the true timeline of who cheated on who and when? And it's just, but, like, I used to love Britney, you guys. I did. And, you know, I had her poster I talked about on my wall for so long, and, you know, she was, you know, even though she was with Justin and, you know, like, she was my hall pass back in the day, you know, for the longest time. Like, when I was with my, when my first girlfriend, you know, ages, you know, for me, 21 through 24, like, she knew that if I got an opportunity with Britney, you know, sorry, but, you know, and the thing was, like I said, I loved Britney and I loved my ex-girlfriend. But, you know, hall passes are hall passes. And the thing about it was, you know, when you're like me and you're in the entertainment industry, you know, there's only, you know, a few degrees of separation. You know, like I used to take, you know, dance classes with, you know, with Wade, like we talked about, with Wade Robson, with, you know, Kevin Tancherone, who worked with Britney, with Brian Friedman, who worked with Britney, you know. I'm sure, you know, I didn't know who he was at the time, but I'm sure I was probably at the studio, you know, with K-Fed at some point. And, you know, just, you know, I remember taking class with, I used to have the biggest crush on Teresa Espinosa, who was one of Britney's dancers. And it's just one of those things where I'm not saying that Britney would have done anything with me. Like, Britney had her pick of the litter back then. But, like, it was possible that our paths could cross. And I think that, like, when normal people do hall passes, I don't think they do them because it doesn't seem like a realistic possibility that the paths are going to cross with that person. But in my life, I often do cross paths. You know, I've met three of my celebrity crushes. I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast, but I met Nina Dobrev of The Vampire Diaries, who I still love, even though she's with Shaun White. Claire Holt, who was in The Vampire Diaries also. I have a thing for vampires. I met her a few times. And Cassidy Pope, who I interacted with and met a couple times as well. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility, you know. I'm trying to make Halsey happen, manifesting, because I love her, but I don't know. My point is, and I talked about it, but, like, this whole, like, Britney fandom trying to bring down Justin and people going out of their way to sabotage, you know, Justin's releases by, you know, trying to coordinate, you know, a worldwide, you know, stream or purchase of a certain song by Britney so that people won't do it for Justin. It's so odd to me, like, how, like, what we've come to, where, like, you know, back in the, I don't even remember what it was called, you guys probably know, you know, the NSYNC, the For the Kids or whatever, when they used to do the basketball thing, and it's like, those are just innocent times, dude. And I think, you know, as we've talked about on this podcast before, but, like, you know, part of what makes this music so great and what makes us love this music and NSYNC and all this stuff is because it just takes us back to a simpler time. You know, those were simple times, you know, where, you know, we're just, you know, it's Pinky on Britney's jersey, I think, back in those days. Like, those are just simpler times, you know. And, you know, now we have people, you know, putting, you know, posting about, you know, so-and-so crying when they played basketball. It's like, what are we doing, dude? Like, do you know what I mean? And I don't like this whole, and like I said, that's why I don't get involved in it. You know, I see what goes on, and, you know, it clogs up my feed, but I don't really, I'm not arguing with it. And there's people, you know, I talked about it, I did tweet about this, because there's this girl, I don't even know what her name is, but her Twitter profile is Lou Taylor or something, and every day she posts some bullshit about Justin, and it's like, I don't know, dude. I mean, you guys know, I'm so busy with touring and trying to tour some more and trying to fucking really become a household name in this comedy business and do these podcasts and you just whatever. I don't have time. Like, who has the time to just go on Twitter every day and just make allegations and, like, go back? I just don't have that kind of time. And I guess I'm just more fulfilled in my life to have to worry about stuff like this. You know, I'm focused on, like, you know, learning the words to Selfish, and now learning the words to Drown, and singing in my car and making singing videos like I do. And like, oh my God. Okay, hold on. First of all, you guys, I just thought of something really quick. Let's just, since it's out, we'll take a little bit of a listen. Okay. How about that? See, my podcast stuff is acting weird. Hold on. Oh, come on. See, I'm still having technical difficulties. It's not hooking up like it's supposed to, you guys. See, now you know why. I can't even play the music anymore. I think I got it. Wait a minute. You've been begging me. I got it. How many times have you listened to this song? Because I can tell you that on Thursday when the song came out, I was in New Mexico at the gym. And I listened to it for an hour and a half straight during my workout. I'm in the deep end, I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay. This song is. And I saw a thing about Justin talking about how a lot of the vocals are from the actual demo from this, because he just thought it sounded best. Not cleaned up, more authentic, he said. I tell you what, dude, Gordon Dixon, woo! Welcome to the family, buddy. I love this song. Now, as you guys know, Peter, a.k.a. Petey, is definitely, this album is going to represent, you know, my breakup, my post-breakup life, which has, you know, it's been interesting, to say the least. I've, you know, you guys have been there from since I broke up and whatnot. And I've talked about it openly on this podcast and my other podcast. Not a big deal. And it's one of those things, you guys, where, you know, almost every Justin album, you know, kind of goes along with a chapter in my life. And this is the post-breakup chapter. So for this song to come out, and my ex is not manipulative or anything like that, but like there are parts of this song where I do really resonate, and I'm sure we'll break down these lyrics at some point at a later date, because it's not time for us in the catalog to do that yet. By the time we get there, this song will be like a classic, you know. But the rate that we're doing this podcast, but there's a couple lines that really stood out to me. I'll go over them right now really quick. Just really quick. And now the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. It's like, oh yeah, gotcha. And if real love never dies, why am I barely breathing here on my own? Out in the deep end, way down below. And I'm just like, yes, dude, that is exactly to a T how I feel. And it's just crazy how like music, you know, can resonate with you, can elicit emotions based on what we're feeling at the time and how you can relate it to, like I said, certain times in your life or a current moment in your life. You know, how it's like you can think that it's talking about you, even if it's not. And it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly this person feels. I mean, that's what music is. You know, that's the connection, is that we feel these things and we interpret them. And that's what art is. You know, you can go, I'm not a big, I have a lot of friends that are like in the art business. I'm talking like actual, like art, like paintings. And I don't know shit about any of that stuff, like at all. But, you know, if you went to a museum of some sort, right? You know, museum of contemporary art, museum of, you know, whatever, right? You can look at a painting and then, you know, see one thing, and then somebody else will look at the painting. Sorry. Somebody else will look at a painting and they'll see something else. Like, that's art. That's art. That's what happens, you know? And so when you hear these songs, you know, like, I'm sure there's going to be songs on this album that are speaking directly to me, you know, literally by saying, you know, like talking about a breakup or, you know, something. And then there might be other songs that are not really relatable, but I still love. But anyway, you guys know, I don't know, I just rambled on for no reason. I do love Drown, though, and I did listen to it for like an hour and a half. But I did want to show you guys something. This is, I'm sorry to have to do this, but I'll just tell you guys this little story and then we'll get into the song of the week. So I was in New Mexico this weekend doing shows because that's my job. And the venue that I performed at, they have this comedy show on Thursday nights in this, you know, kind of lounge room area. And then after the comedy show, you know, they wait about 10 minutes or so for everyone to clear out, and then they do karaoke. And I've been here a few times, and every time I'm just like, eh, I don't know, like, I don't know if I want to do karaoke, you know, like I do, but I don't. And, you know, the last time I was there was like last summer, and I thought about it, but I was just like, eh, you know, but I don't know, I was just in a really good mood, and, they were like, you didn't do karaoke? And I was like, you know what? I do want to do karaoke. And so, of course, I had to do a little Justin Timberlake karaoke. And I thought about doing Selfish, but I figured that, you know, if anyone knew it, you know, I just didn't think a lot of people would know it because it was a lot of old people and we're in New Mexico. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you know what? I'll sing, though. I'll sing Drink You Away. So the thing is, the show was sold out. So there had to be, I don't know, anywhere from like 75 to 85 people maybe in the room. And most of them stayed for karaoke. And so like here I go, I had just done an hour of comedy in front of all these people. And now here I am, you know, a half hour later, you're showing back up and I'm doing karaoke in front of them. And it was kind of, you know, kind of a scary experience because I already put myself out there a lot on stage, you know, talking, just tackling some of the subjects that I tackle and, you know, talking about my life, about my dad and about, you know, getting my heart broken. And, you know, I'm very vulnerable on stage, even though I'm making people laugh. There's a lot of vulnerability, I really do draw from my personal life. So to do all of that for an hour and then be like, oh yeah, by the way, I know you guys heard me do comedy, but now you guys are going to hear me sing. I think I did okay. You're loving it. I fucked that one up. Alright, I won't make you guys listen to the whole thing, but like, they were into it, dude. I felt like a little pop star up there for, you know, 5 minutes. And then, you know, I'm sorry. This is NSYNC related. It's Justin related. But so full disclosure, I met this girl at the show. And it had nothing to do with me doing karaoke. It was coincidence more than anything. I wanted
she just came back in.
I had met this girl, and long story short, after I sang that song, she told me I should go back and sing another song, and apparently she really likes Cry Me a River. So I was just like, I already made these poor people sit through an hour of me doing jokes, and then now 5 minutes of me singing that song, and then but I was really trying to impress this girl, because I kind of thought, no, she was really hot. And so she's like, so you should sing Cry Me a River. I'm like, okay, I'm going to sing it. I'm only singing it because you asked me to. And then I sang Cry Me a River, and I even danced, and the crowd fucking, and I didn't record that one. But it was fun, dude. It was a fun night. So I got to be a pop star for, you know, a few minutes after I was already a pop star by being on stage for that long. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I'm spreading Justin's, you know, love everywhere, okay? So, let's get into this some more, shall we? This week, we're getting back into the songs because we have to. It's part of the podcast, you guys. This week, we are doing a song called... You guys know what's next? You guys probably don't, because you guys, yeah, you haven't done a song in 2 weeks. Let's Take a Ride, which is a song that I always enjoyed off of this album. Yep. Even though it wasn't a single, I really, really always enjoyed this song. Written by, one, Justin Randall Timberlake, Chad Hugo, and Pharrell Williams, a.k.a. The Neptunes. Right. Now this is a song, again, you know, a lot of songs back in the day were kind of filler songs, you know, like as far as not being a single, you know, like if a song wasn't an actual single, for the most part in these days, kind of a filler song. But I really felt like Justified was front to back, like an album that you didn't really skip songs on. At least I didn't. And I always remember this song because, you know, at the time I was with, you know, an ex-girlfriend, obviously, and she worked a lot. And she was like a 911 dispatcher, and she would always work like overtime. And she made way more money than me, because I was already at this point now, like, trying to be a dancer and whatnot. So, you know, she made more money than me. And so this song was always a song that kind of made me think about her and such. So we're going to get into it. Anyway, hop in the car and go with me. You don't have to pack everything. Don't you want to feel the breeze and forget everything, baby? Okay, and just like, hey, let's just go for a ride. Hop in the car and go with me. You don't have to pack everything. Don't you want to feel the breeze and forget everything, baby? It's like, yeah, let's just go, dude. I know work fucking sucks, dude. Let me take you on a little mini vacation for a few days, and, you know, you can enjoy yourself, right? You deserve it, as they say in wrestling shows. Do I have any wrestling fans listening? Probably not. Anytime, like, something, like, I can't really describe this situation, but, like, let's just say, it's okay, it doesn't matter. Got laid off at your job today. You've been working at this place for years. It's like, okay, that's just straight out literal. And though you were underpaid, mommy, which is interesting, he's going to Spanish, you know, that's something Latins would say to their significant other. They would call them mommy. Mommy, that place isn't worth your tears. Have you guys ever been fired from a job? I've been fired from a few jobs. Usually, one time I got fired, it fucking floored me, but it ended up changing my life forever in a good way. So, you know, But another time, like my first my first job, I used to work at Yoshinoya Beef Bowl, shout out. And I got fired because I was in high school, and I ran in there on my day off to pick up my check. This is when I used to wear like baggy clothes and stuff, and I had like a mustache and a goatee. I always say I looked more Mexican then than I do now. And I ran in there with my hoodie on over my head. And I go, all right, everybody, this is a stick up. And everybody got scared. And then fast forward, and then the lady that works there was like, it's okay, you guys, he's just kidding, he works here. And everyone's like, oh my God. You know, like they were like relieved or whatever. Apparently there was an off-duty police officer in the store. And so when I come out, the girl that worked at the restaurant was like, hey, Peter, this guy wants to talk to you. I was like, yeah. He's like, hey, I'm an off-duty police officer, and if I was on duty, I would have shot your ass. And then I was, you know, 17-year-old Peter is like, okay, well, if you were on duty, I wouldn't have done it. Obviously. And then he called my boss, and I got fired the next day. So that was like, whatever, you know. I didn't really care about that job. I was in high school. You know what I mean? I just wanted to have sex with girls, even though I was unsuccessful. That's what I wanted to do. Anyway, but I got fired from a job that changed. Like I said, I worked for 24-hour fitness for 11 years, and then I got fired. And then, you know, a few weeks later, I started doing stand-up comedy. Rest is history. So, yeah, here we go. I know that life is hard on you, and you can't seem to find out why. I'll explain. Just grab your coat, girl, and just join me on this ride. It's like, look, dude, I know that it's fucked up, you know, I get it, but let's just go for a ride with me, dude. Like, I'll take your mind off of this, you know? Let's take a ride on the countryside. Let's just get away. We can spend the night till the morning light. Let's just get away. I feel like this is the prequel to Waves on the Man of the Woods album, because it's a similar, like, they go out and they don't need the phones, and, you know, they're just hanging out and enjoying each other. But this is like in the early part of their relationship when she got fired and whatever, you know. Girl, you're the best you could be. An angel among society. But you get crushed from what you see. You try hard to help, and that's enough for me. So this girl's got a heart. You know, she cares about people. She seems to be very generous. And he loves that about her. I've been there. I've been with a girl like that before. Try to change what you can, and accept all the things that you cannot. Don't stress yourself, baby. It's like, okay, like, just, you know, do what you can. And whatever else happens, like, it's nothing to do with you. Like, don't let it affect you. It's what I always tell people. Like, you can only control what you can control. You know, you can control how you treat people, showing up on time, putting in work, but you can't control how people are going to feel about you, or, you know what I mean? So I get that. I know you want to fly away from the world, but for now, with the time we've got, let's take a ride on the countryside. Now, I remember Justin used to ride a motorcycle, and I don't know if that's still a thing or not. I hate motorcycles, but I know that he used to talk about riding motorcycles. So, let's take a ride on the countryside. Let's just get away. We can spend the night till the morning light. Let's just get away. Let's take a ride on the countryside. Let's just get away. We can spend the night till the morning light. Let's just get away. You know, I, as somebody who is on the road all the time. I'll be honest, a lot of times I'm by myself. This last road trip, I actually took one of my buddies. He was my opener this weekend. And, you know, like, it's fun to be on the road with friends. It's fun, you know, I mean, to an extent when I'm on the road by myself, which is most of the time. But there is something about, you know, taking a little road trip with, you know, the person that you care about, you know? You know, I posed the question on Instagram a couple weeks ago, but it's like the question of, is it better to have loved and lost than not loved at all? And I think the consensus for most people, at least on my survey that I did, was 90% of the people think that it is better to have loved and lost than not loved at all. And I agree. Because then, yeah, at least you know that that feeling exists and you had it for a short period of time. Sadly, you know, if it leaves, you know, you miss it and whatever, but, you know, at least you got to experience it because, you know, sadly, there are probably people that don't ever get to experience that, you know, so as much as I can sit in my feelings and whatever, it's like, at least I did get to experience. If I never get to experience it again, which is a very sad, you know, thing to think about, but it's possible, you know, at least I had it for a time, you know, but my point was, you know, as much fun as it is to, you know, be on the road with my friends or be along the road with myself, there's just something different about, you know, being on the road and getting out there with the person that you love. Like, there's, you know, you know, playing music together, you know, exchanging, you know, or like switching off, like who's gonna play what, who's gonna be DJ, you know, talking about things. And, you know, then there's the you know, like, I'm just talking about my ex-girlfriend, or even both of my, a couple of my ex-girlfriends for that matter, but like, they would always fall asleep in the car, you know, and for me, that's always a thing, like, of, like, I can't really sleep in a car unless I really trust that person, and so being with somebody who you trust with your life, essentially, you know, and so having, you know, that girl fall asleep while we're on a road trip is kind of like a, like, wow, like, she really trusts me. And it's a nice feeling to know that someone literally trusts you with their, and then there's people that are just sloths and they fall asleep no matter what, you know, but, I don't know, just, it is nice to take a ride on the countryside with, you know, a person that you care about. Maybe if you consider us just riding, that once you feel like a winner, no more crying. Okay, so, you know, you feel better, then you won't be crying anymore. Baby, I know just what you need to let your hair down so that you feel free. It hurts me to watch you sing the blues. Girl, you're so confused, and I know what to do. So, like, just, she that sad because she lost her job? Like, what kind of job does she have? Justin's only, you know, 22 when he releases this album. Like, what job had she been doing for this whole time? I don't know. Let's take a ride on the countryside. Let's just get away. We could spend the night till the morning light. Let's just go. Like, let's just drive up to Santa Barbara. Oh, I love that drive. If you've never been, I don't know where you guys all live. I mean, you guys live all over the country, according to the metrics, and in other countries. But in LA, Santa Barbara is only a couple hours north, and the drive up PCH, you guys have all heard of PCH, right? Pacific Coast Highway. It's just the most, I mean, there really isn't a drive prettier than that, to my knowledge. You're just driving up the coast, and for a good portion of it, you're just like parallel to the ocean, and it's beautiful. And I remember making that drive a few times, you know, as I was younger, and then thinking, man, this would be really cool to to have like a significant other to share this drive with. And then I did, and made that drive with, you know, a couple of my girlfriends a few times, and it was just as magical as I expected it to be. And sometimes you might even pull over and just take in the sight for a minute and, you know, just kind of embrace each other. And, you know, it's a really pretty drive. If you ever get a chance to drive from LA up to Santa Barbara, I highly recommend it. Driving down to San Diego is cool. You know, there's more stuff to do in San Diego than in Santa Barbara, but the drive itself is much prettier driving up to Santa Barbara, up the coast. Let's take a ride on the countryside. Let's just get away. I already read that part, didn't I? Let's take a ride. Hop in the car and go with me. You don't have to pack everything. Don't you want to feel the breeze and forget everything, baby? Hop in the car and go with me. You don't have to pack everything. Don't you want to feel the breeze and forget everything, baby? Let's take a ride. Let's go, girl. Let's go, girl. Let's go, girl. You guys were almost done with this album. It only took fucking 5 years. Again, I'm actually home this weekend. Ironically, this is my first weekend off in a few weeks. I got shows and stuff, but I'm at least I'm home for the weekend. So if nothing crazy happens, I will be able to get an episode in next week, so we won't miss a week. Again, can't make any promises, but I am home, so it shouldn't be an issue. If you guys are anywhere near, I'm going to be at Bear River Casino. Actually, I mean, I got a show here in Hollywood March 2nd, so if anyone is here in LA for some reason, I don't know why that would be, and I haven't met you yet at a show, but, you know, March 2nd, Saturday, I'm going to be at Petty Cash. I'm hosting a show. It's a live version of my podcast, kind of. Anyway, that's Saturday. And then I'm also going to be at Bear River Casino on Friday. It's up north. Loleta, California or something. Hold on. I'll tell you guys right now. Where am I next Saturday, next Friday? Bear River Casino, Humboldt County. That's all it says. So, Loleta. That's what I said. Is that what I said? Yeah. And then Saturday, I'll be in Reno, Nevada. That's March 8th and 9th, by the way. And then the weekend after, I'm going to be at Porky's Comedy Club in St. Cloud, Florida, which is by Orlando. If you guys can get the message to Joey, I think he's not going to be on his tour at that point, so it probably won't matter, but, you know, that's where I'll be. And then I have another couple weeks off because it's baseball season and it's a whole thing, but there's a pretty good chance I'm coming to a town near you over the next few weeks and months. So if you'd like to see me do stand-up, I do have some NSYNC material that I'm working on right now. You're welcome. So anyway, I will thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry I haven't been consistent. I'm working on it. I am home, you know, kind of for a couple weeks, so we should be normal for the next few weeks, but no promises. You guys are awesome, though. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate it on Apple Podcast. And this has been the Here We Go podcast. Thank you, guys. Here we go. One more time.